All right, everybody, welcome to the Comments from the Peanut Gallery podcast. We're here for a special live edition from the Stack House here in Belmont, Pueblo, Colorado. I'm here right now with my man, Sammy T, with a special edition coming live from the Doc Cover Classic. It was a beautiful day down here in Pueblo, Colorado. Sammy T, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, Stack. My man.
You're welcome.
So, you know... Sammy T, you've had yourself a full palate today.
I have. Yes.
So first and foremost, for everybody that's out there listening, if you don't know about the culture of Pueblo, Colorado, food is a very huge thing. There's a lot of very traditional places and dishes that people choose to have all over whenever they come into town. So being that most of us don't live here anymore and came into town for the day, you know, with David being from Fairview and all, but, you know, with that being said, we all come down here and have to have some of these special signature Pueblo dishes. Sam, you have a very strong opinion towards some of these places. Why don't you shed some light on that?
Yeah, so I started the day at the Cover Classic, the golf tournament. They have a nachos on the scene. I had a breakfast burrito there. It's probably the 14th best breakfast burrito I've ever had.
14th.
So I'd say it wasn't the best meal of the day, but from there we moved on. We moved on.
So what was it lacking? Was it dry? You know, did it not have the right spice? You
not
know,
enough green chili.
Not enough green chili. Okay.
I just have to have the, it was the proportions just didn't work. I need a little more green chili.
So
more,
man, cheese. We talking some bacon? We talking potato?
It was like ham. I'm not really sure what the meat was, actually. So that's never a good sign either.
That mystery meat? Sure. I mean, you could have been eating some cock meat burrito or something, man. Like, you know.
Well, I hope it was not cock meat, but it was not my favorite burrito ever. So I started with that. Then I moved on to a bratwurst and a cheeseburger. These are just pretty much run the mill, but they were good. And then I moved on to
no more cock meat.
I held off on the cock meat after the first burrito. Shit, what did I eat next?
Well, you had at the turn, oh, you know, at the clubhouse, you had the burgers and the brat.
I had the burger and the brat at the clubhouse. And then I had
no ketchup though, right?
No ketchup, and that kind of ruined it for me. I'm a sauce guy. I need the ketchup. and then we went to Gray's Coors Tavern.
Shout out to Gray's Coors Tavern, Pueblo staple, one of the best spots in the whole wide world for food. Fuck what you heard. If you haven't been there, it's the real deal.
So I believe I had a double slopper. I got an extra scoop of green chili on there. You know. Always have to do that. That was delicious.
So did you have some fries in that mix?
You put them on the side. No, you have to put them on the side because if you put them on top, it absorbs too much of the green chili.
Do you do that for the volume aspect too? Because you get more, or you're...
Oh, both, for sure.
Spoken like a true slopper savant right there. Did you have yourself a schooner in the mix?
Yes. There was a lot of Coors Light drink. Drunken tonight.
Well, however you want to put it, you know, for all the grammar Nazis that are out there listening, please spare Sammy T's libations throughout the day.
Thank you, grammar Nazis, for sparing me.
So, moving on, you know, we're through about, you know, meals three at this point. So, you know, we moved on from there.
We went to the Brews Ale House in Pueblo, along the Riverwalk. Very, very nice place.
Shout out to Tony G and Beyond Bridges.
Shout out. And then I had a barbecue taco there.
Sam saw 2 for $5 for barbecue tacos and couldn't pass it up.
And that was delicious. That was delicious.
I did have one of those myself, I can attest. It was absolutely delicious. Absolutely phenomenal.
And then
that.
I hit the dessert station.
I ordered
a gigantic cream puff, which was great.
Gigantic cream puff.
And then I moved on to a chocolate chip cookie. But when I ordered the chocolate chip cookie, the lady put it in like the oven for about 30 seconds. Once it came out of there, one of the best chocolate chip cookies I've ever had.
And ladies and gentlemen, listen, and if you want to see somebody that had their Twinkie creamed, this was Sam Tucker when he got that warm cookie. He was walking around happier than, you know.
I know. I was excited about it. Let's just say that.
He was almost inaudible in speech because he was just rambling. Oh, the cookie's the greatest cookie I ever had in my whole life. He has
cookie creamed so hard.
My cookie was so creamed that I just couldn't.
Shout out to Perfy in the background, shouting out there. That's David Perfield, ladies and gentlemen. the anchor of the Peanut Gallery Golf Squad today at the Doc Cover Classic. So, you know, Sam, tell us a little bit more about that cream puff. It wasn't a regular cream puff, was it?
I don't know. I don't eat cream puffs regularly, but it was fantastic. So, it was a rather large cream puff.
It definitely was a big cream puff. It was about the size of a softball out there for you guys that are listening. And he took it straight to the face, for that matter.
Straight to the dome.
So it had like some extra stuff though, you know, like it had like some peanut butter, like some chocolate drizzle or something.
With peanut butter, a little bit of chocolate. Ooh, it was good. It was good, but I still think that the cookie was better than anything.
Cookie took the cake, okay. We're going to move on to our next destination, which was Primetime Sports Bar Emporium. So Sam right now is just sitting there and just like, oh fuck, I can't believe I ate all of this shit. But ladies and gentlemen, we are not even close to being done with where Sam's meals ended. So Sam, tell us about your meal at the famous Primetime.
The Primetime, so that they said everything's 2 for 1. So every time I ordered a drink, I was like, can I get 2 drinks?
So mind you,
4 drinks.
This is an accountant that couldn't do math on 2 for 1s for his drinks all night.
No, I could, but I'm like, okay, am I ordering 1 drink or 4 drinks?
No, they wouldn't be able to. Your waitress fucking sucked.
No. She was fine enough, but I kept saying, but why was the wings not 2 for 1?
Because it was only on drinks. But you know that's another point she made clear. All right, but anyway, you know, how good were the wings?
They were great.
Did they live up to the expectations? Because Primetime has kind of this this idea behind it, or this nostalgia for the Pueblo folks, that this is one of the best wings in town. So what is your opinion on that? Did they live up to the expectation, being that you're a wingman?
I would say, yeah, I'm a wingman, but I haven't had a lot of the best wings in Pueblo. But those were delicious as well.
So are we talking in terms of delicious? Are we talking sauce? Are we talking texture? What are we talking?
It's kind of the whole experience. So they were saucier than most, which I appreciate. I'm a sauce man.
We've made that clear.
Yeah.
Sam T is the sauce man.
So moving on, I'm a sauce man. So, and they had great sauce. Texture was great. That's all I really have to say about them. They were delicious.
Okay.
I can't argue with anything I ate tonight. But now I have an Adolfo's burrito.
Yeah, well, let's wait for the Adolfo's, because you had another round of food at Primetime. Let's not forget about that.
I did?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you did.
You had rounds of popcorn.
Oh, yeah. The popcorn was a 7.5 on a 10 scale.
So it's for people out there listening, Primetime, like anybody out there in Northern Colorado, if you go to Lucky Joe's, you're getting peanuts. Well, if you go to Primetime, you're getting popcorn. So just kind of a, you know, similar association that you can make on that side of things.
I would way rather have popcorn than peanuts.
Well, there you have it.
Glad we went where we went.
Sammy T seems like he's a satisfied man so far at this point. So we went to the premier burrito stand. Across the fucking land, in that matter. We went to Adolfo's. It's a 24-hour burrito joint. I mean, anytime you go afternoon, you're liable to get, you know, you're liable to get poked or get shot or something like that. But, you know, we made it no problem. We made it just fine tonight. Sam, what did you get tonight?
So I ordered a breakfast burrito with beans, and it cost $7.50. Why does it cost that much?
The price has steadily crept up through the years.
I remember when you first ordered it. Yeah. I think like our sophomore, junior year of high school, they opened. and everything was like 30 cents a taco.
Oh, I remember you used to be able to get the breakfast burrito with beans for like $3.
Don't get me wrong, I still love it and I still order it. Like, why is a burrito $7.50?
I mean, shit, they were a packed house tonight again, you know what I mean?
They think they fucking work in Denver.
Yeah.
But, did you pay it?
I always would. That's the thing. So they're smart. They're really, in the end.
But so really and truly, I mean, they're making a wise decision.
They have the upper hand.
They do have the upper hand. They give that little char to their tortillas and wrap their breakfast burritos up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Breakfast con frijoles. Tell me why you love that combination so much, because this is kind of a big deal, right? Yeah. Your breakfast with burrito revelation.
My breakfast burrito
with beans revelation, excuse me.
Well, if you haven't had the beans at Adolfo's, go fuck yourself. And if you have, then you understand. That's all I have to say.
Sammy T firmly believes that the beans from Adolfo's
are the best refried beans on the...
Breens?
Breens.
The best refried beans?
The best refried beans in the history of the planet.
And so why do you like them so much on the breakfast burrito?
I mean, I think I would like any burrito there.
Okay.
I would not argue. I mean, I just think beans is a healthy addition to anything that they have.
So, you know, being that Pueblo is such a green chili heavy town, does that play any factor into your breakfast burrito choice, given that, you know, they don't serve green chili at Adolfo's, so you don't get green chili on that breakfast burrito? Is that bean, you know, the moisture from the beans enough?
Well, I think that's part of it, but also, like, why I like Adolfo's, but it's not my favorite.
Okay.
Because of that specifically. I need the green chili. I want Romero's. I want Betty's burritos. I want the green chili aspect that Adolfo's doesn't have. Adolfo's is just different. It's not the same. You can't compare. And the hours at Adolfo's, when it's 1 a.m. and you go to Adolfo's and it's open, there's not many other burrito joints out there.
That's the truth. I mean,
it's just different. You can't.
Yeah. You know, you can't really, you know, go too much off of that. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that, you know, you just end up somehow in that late night, you know, whatever. Everybody ends up at Adolfo's. You may go out and, you know, hit the town. You know, you go to a few different spots with your friends and, you know, you maybe split up, whatever. But everybody seems to somehow get lined back up or meet back up at Adolfo's at some point.
I actually saw one of my middle school buddies tonight.
Small world,
Adolfo's,
right?
Adolfo's at 1 a.m. that I haven't seen in probably 15 years.
It's a crazy small world.
It sure as shit. He just came right up to me. El Nino. That's what we called him.
That's awesome.
His name was Nino.
But, you know, always cool to see familiar faces. I mean, I'm sure you saw plenty throughout the day in general, throughout all the different destinations that we were at.
I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, What would you say overall of all the different cuisine that you had today? What would you say was your favorite thing that you had today?
It's got to be the Cooler Slapper. The Cooler Slapper, their green chili.
Let me know that you make it home.
It's delicious.
Well, understandable. Yeah, Coors, I mean, it's hard to beat Coors, you know, especially... I was skeptical coming back, honestly, because this is one of the first times that I've had it since the ownership change. Since the ownership change, I feel like the quality of the food hasn't dropped off, which is always, I feel like, a logical fear of someone who has had something for so long, for so many years. I mean, grew up with the same ownership, same management regime from the time that I've been born at Coors Tavern to now. So, a little bit different. But so, you know, would you say that with a Coors Tavern, does that extra, you know, does that extra scoop of chili really kind of, you know?
Well, you had it. I ordered it for you today. Is it better with the extra scoop?
I mean, I would have to concur.
Yeah. I think every time you go back there now, you're going to order it with that extra scoop.
I mean, I'd done it in the past, but I'll be honest, I just kind of, you know, jewed up on the price and didn't really, you know, go that direction. But now that I've had it, it's kind of hard to pass up.
It's so much better with that little extra chili.
So that being said, talking about the green chili specifically, where do you rank Coors Tavern on your list of the hierarchy of green chili in Portland?
It might be my favorite ever.
Might be your favorite ever?
Because it's the perfect mix. It's got the tang, but it's not spicy. It's got the perfect consistency. I literally think Coors is probably my favorite green chili, and I consider myself... I don't know. What do you call
connoisseur?
It? Connoisseur of green chilies, like, from everywhere. Like, living in Denver, I live right off Federal. I got so many places that have great green chili, but I literally think the Coors Slopper, the green chili that Coors puts out, is the best out there.
I agree, man. It's second to none. You know, that's something that we have talked about, you know, living up in Northern Colorado for years and years. You know, old Griggsy, we've talked about this many a times through college and whatnot about how there's dog shit green chili in most spots in Fort Collins. We got told one time that we were supposed to go to this good breakfast burrito place in Old Town. We go, and it's fucking 505 out of the jar. We take a bite out of it each, and we both look at each other simultaneously and give each other the head nod, 505? 505. Like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
And Fort Collins, is Lupita's still around?
Lupita's is, and Lupita's isn't Lupita's. Bad. It's not bad. Consuelo's isn't bad either, but to say that if you were to take the green chili from either one of those couple of places and you were to place that down here, that's not even, you know, that's... Barely even know, like, you know, that's something that's not even recognized or known. Not at all. Not at all. You could take the smallest little hole in the wall type of place down here in Southern Colorado, take that and move that into the NoCo Tri-City area. Maybe not Greeley, because Greeley does have good Mexican food, but anywhere Fort Collins, Loveland, anywhere in that stretch, and you would absolutely crush the market. You would crush the market because there is nobody that can satisfy the demand for that product.
Why aren't you doing that?
Because I don't know how to fucking make green chili that way, Sam.
That's fair. That is why. That's a good reason.
I would be able to execute on on a plan to implement it, but I would have no way to create the quality product.
Fair enough.
Yes, sir. Why wouldn't you? You
know,
you think that you're Mr. Green Chili Chef. You know, why haven't you ventured out?
I don't think I am that, though. There's so many green chilies that I eat that are better than what I can make. I don't think I make the worst green chili, but I don't think I make green chili up to the standards of... There's probably three or four places in Denver and then places down here that I just are fantastic.
You know, June 24th, let's mark this a very big day on the calendar, this 2018 mark, that Sam Tucker is humbled by something else, and he is basically recusing himself from being the lead dog in a race.
I'm the lead dog from you guys. I'm not a professional restaurateur, no. But I do make better green chili. I do make better green chili than any of you fucking faggots.
But... Jesus, Sam, but... So if you right now, you know, we're talking, you know, talking odds earlier. What are the odds that in a blind taste test, you would be the winner in a green chili cook-off between you and Dylan Griggs? The self-proclaimed Northern Colorado king of green chili.
100 out of 100, I'd beat Dylan. Is that odds? Is that what we call odds? Or is that just like...
I mean,
automatic.
You know what? You could just go ahead and call it that. We'll just leave it at that. You know, I know that we have a strong retort from the opposite camp that is going to say,
sounds,
you know,
like
not a chance on that side of things. So, you know, maybe at some point we might have to put out a blind panel of folks in and let you guys go at it.
I'm in. 100 times out of 100, I'm signing up for that.
Well, you guys hear it first. At some point, we're going to have a green chili cook-off contest. Comments from the peanut gallery style. We'll make this a whole shindig, make it a little benefit. Have some chips, salsa, guac for everybody else out there to benefit. But
and my green chili know. Will kick Dylan Griggs Chili's ass.
Not a chance.
So, Sam, you know, we're on the subject of Pueblo food. You're only here for, you know, another day. Is there any other spots around town that you absolutely have to hit? That you're on this exact trip. I know that there's a lot, obviously, you can't mention. Or maybe, you know, with your fat ass, the way that you've been eating today, you might be able to hit them all. But where, you know.
Well, on that note, the problem is tomorrow's Sunday. And I've realized, I don't know if it's just like everybody's Catholic around here. But there's a lot of fucking restaurants that are, every great Mexican restaurant is closed on Sunday. I think even the pantry might be closed on Sunday. So tomorrow, I can't even get Chick-fil-A around here.
You can't get Chick-fil-A anywhere.
I'm stuck with Adolfo's. So I'll just get Adolfo's again.
No, you know, Taffy's, no anything like that?
I love the oranges, the Taffy's.
Not a sugar guy?
I love sugar, don't... Yeah, no, I mean, you saw me eat that cream puff and that cookie.
I mean, that's true. I forgot about that. Well, Brews is open, so, you know, everybody out there, Sam might be at Brews Ale's house again tomorrow. I might be at Brews,
eat every dessert they have, because the two I had today were extremely delicious.
Well, absolutely phenomenal there. So, you know, Brews, they bring a little bit of a different twist to the city with some modern concepts that you don't see on average down here with some of their craft brews and their different styles.
What do you think about the gigantic cream puffs?
I mean, I didn't try them. I think they looked fantastic.
Are you guys podcasting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got big...
I've been blurted out multiple times because I've said bad words. So I said, I can't run that. I'm sorry. So I'm trying to keep it on my best behavior. Yeah. PG-13 works, but once you go in the R category...
The line of, you know, drop in certain words, you can't really say, you know, magic words.
Right? I know.
Yeah. It's a nice-ass couch.
Thanks.
But so, there's a... I need you to solve one debate for me. Okay. Yeah, we'll put this piece together, this little segment, because I'm going to have to chop some of this.
Definitely going to have to chop and screw this fucking thing.
So there's about, you know, if you're talking on the pasta scheme of things, on the carryout side, there's always been three things. You know, used to be noodles, now it's AJ's at Walking Stick. There's Pasta Cottage, and then there's Coletti's.
Pasta Cottage all day.
No.
What?
Oh, my God. Coletti's. It's so much better than Coletti's. Come on. No. You guys don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Perfield, you live here.
Coletti's is rude, and they're a bunch of fucking assholes.
Well, what do you pick, then?
Yeah, it's still Coletti's.
See, I like them all overall, but I would have to say that the chicken at Pasta Cottage is the real deal. But like they have those fucking like Alistair Overeem, Brock Lesnar type of fucking chickens. These chickens have been on roids since they came out the fucking
egg shop. Sitting here eating a fucking chicken breast that's fucking this big.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's fucking roided out.
Oh, 100%. A chicken breast that's as big as a goddamn football. More roids, but the better. I tell you what, that batter and the way that they had that son of a bitch fried up is fucking golden.
Yeah.
But I will say that on the pasta side of things, I happen to fancy AJ's at Walking Stick personally. I love the Langoni recipe for the sauce.
I see that, but I have no idea. Is still better than AJ's at Walking Stick.
And furthermore, I'll take the Goat Hiller sandwich from AJ's above any of that. Give me the fucking green chilies on there, those Anaheim peppers with the good grilled onions with some fresh Prove, and you can go either roast beef or turkey. You have that with their fresh French fries. You can't beat that shit after you get done with a round of golf up there at Walking Stick.
Well, are we going to go play Walking Stick tomorrow or what?
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance that it can happen, but...
Let's play 9. We should play 9 over there. I only can play 18 after today.
So, yeah.
And I'm going to hit that sandwich after, because that sounds amazing. I've never been there.
I've never been there. Kurtz. You take me to my house?
I don't have a car.
You can walk,
Does
though.
Does anyone have a car?
David,
no.
How the fuck do you think we got here? All right, so everyone out there listening, old David, we got a ride to our destination, and he forgot that we got
a ride to our destination.
So I better start wrapping this up because I'm losing these drunk fucks' attention a little bit here. So signing out here from Belmont. This is Jordan Kurtz with comments from the Peanut Gallery. I'm here with Sammy T. Where can people find you, Sammy T?
In Denver.
Where can they follow you online?
At Sammy T, baby.
Definitely not his handle,
really,
but you can go and search. Yes, you do. What's your fucking Instagram name, you jerk off?
Original Gangsta. And I spell it ORIGINAL _ GANGSTUH. At, put an at in the front.
Gotta love it. Sammy T is always entertaining on that side of things. So Mr. Perfield, you know, we've had some steady contributions from you in all sorts of audible fashion. Where can people follow you?
I don't give a fuck. I don't want anyone to find me. Fuck off. Who cares?
Well, I mean, considering he didn't even know how the fuck he got here, that's pretty much par for the course.
Oh, Kurtz, can you take me home? No.
Kurtz, can you take me home? Dude, I don't have a fucking car here. We got to ride in the same car. You sat in the same passenger seat next to me.
Fuck you, Kurtz. Move on to the next person.
Well, that's all we have contribution from. So... All right, this is Comments from the Peanut Gallery. You can find us on Instagram at Comments from the Peanut Gallery, on Twitter at Peanut Podcast, and on Facebook at Peanut Sports. Search us at www.cftpg.com.
Oh, you were ready.
Have
ready
a great night.
Your handle out there.
I'm supposed to be a franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Yeah.
Not a game.
Look, I crew some savages. Hometown Mac and shit. We dug in the 12s, we in the lack and shit. Roll the sweet up, baby girl, we got a pack and shit. Moving on to better things. I told y'all before I was trying to get the range, but it's strange that the states won't tempt me. Plus the candy paint got the girls on friendly. This a Louis bag, baby, please don't tempt me. Now this ain't a Bentley, but how about we hit the keys tomorrow? Skin on fleek so the trees will guard them from the sun, baby girl. I'm the one, baby girl. When you with me, you ain't gotta bring your funds, baby girl. I'm a sultan, but still seeking the knowledge. So we ain't gon' blow money, we gon' deposit. We can't let these white people get all the profit. I prophesy about profit, I'm like a prophet, nigga. I'm AI and fourth, you can't guard them. My life a movie, my nigga, I'm just recording. I'm at the opera, you tryna get in the Oscars. You niggas Oscar, most of you niggas been in the garbage. I'm just the A1 nigga, so hold your comments. What's in your heart, little homie, not in your pockets. That's why these hood rich niggas still in the projects. Is that too much for you, nigga? Let's change the topic. Look, she hit me on the Insta chat. Had a nigga like, damn, where the sensor at? Burn a nigga with the heat if he finna act. Beast in the east, don't get your wig pushed back.
Man, I hate
like that.
It's funny to me too.
That's real, right?
I mean, it's strange to me too. But we're talking about practice.
That's why I hit like La Jolla. Should've went to Georgetown with it. Rookie AI on Jordan with the finish. Yo, nigga, make a major play is what I'm saying. But can't fade the game. Sky, take it to the ship. All the way to the peak, gold fleece. I know a little something about Greece. Seen things like the other side of the globe. South of the borders, you can go. That's why my rap's so political. Maybe I should go and get a job at Politico. Analyze video, cops getting criminal. But God bless with the style so lyrical. Flow magnificent, sound so spiritual. Got the juice, you looking right amiss to me. Might spit it at my phone, but won't do me. Heard they got caught up, but not how I got rushed. But that's what happened on the other side of rhyme. Niggas under pressure doing crime. Got niggas darn for the nine. As soon as niggas cross the line, black suits for the service. Trying to dodge it on purpose. Tired of seeing all your homies in hearses. Hate a nigga hit you up for it, don't purchase. Hate it when she calling for the raw when I'm working. Inking my future, watching this circus. Real in the jungle, they been scared in the churches. I got the code, Da Vinci on spokes.
Ride slow, that's candy on snow. Eyes closed, old school getting blow. Here for the dough, just thought you niggas should know.
Hey, ref, let me holler at you real quick, player. Let me holler at you. Come on over. Come on over. Let me holler at you real quick, player.